Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. And right now, we have with us a very special guest, Sammy Tucker. Now, Sammy is an expert at compound archery and part of Team USA 2016 as a Paralympian. We were connected through Nico Marcolongo, and Challenged Athletes Foundation Operation Rebound is an amazing organization that Sammy is also part of. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Sammy.
Thank you, Mark. It's an incredible honor to be here with you today.
Let's talk about your expertise in the archery arena.
Yeah, you know, I'd love to share the story of archery because it's a sport for everybody. And in late 2014, I discovered archery, and that was about 6 years after losing my left arm. And I had believed that I couldn't shoot archery because I was told by many, many people that you absolutely had to have two hands for that. And, you know, so then I was automatically out of that club. But I ran into a guy who shot his bow with his mouth. And immediately he set me up with a bow and got me shooting. And it gave me just an insight into an opportunity. And right away I decided I was going to make the Paralympic team. He said, you know, you got 19 months, and if you do everything I tell you to do, you'll make the team, you know, if you work hard. He said, I can't do it for you. But so I surrounded myself with amazing people that supported me and really quickly learned how expensive the sport is and how demanding making the team is. I mean, it was just like there's mandatory competitions and you have to get yourself there and all of the expenses. So I started looking for sponsors, and that's when I ran across Challenged Athletes Foundation, Operation Rebound. I don't know if anybody has ever talked to Nico Marcolongo. He is the head guy there. He is an amazing ball of energy and has literally saved people's lives through the introduction of adaptive sports. He and his team immediately sponsored me. They bought my first real bow. I had been competing with a kid's hunting bow, which I need a smaller bow because I shoot with my mouth. So I don't get to draw back as long as somebody with two hands. So I need a smaller bow, and they bought me a beautiful Hoyt bow, and they were with me every step of the way, and it was quite demanding. It was quite expensive, and they made it all possible for me. And then Nico and I, after the Paralympics, partnered together and we got a bunch of equipment, and I have everything set up so I can do, workshops for veterans specifically, and then adaptive individuals from little kids to 80, 90 years old. Even the blind can shoot archery. And so we've had a great partnership there, introducing, you know, archery to, people who just didn't think maybe that sports were part of their opportunity in life because of one disability or another. It's been absolutely phenomenal. That organization is amazing.
What's interesting is you had a few people tell you archery's not your thing, that's not what you're able to do given your situation, and then you have people who say yes you can, and they motivate you. And we need people like Nico to help push, whether it's yourself or me or other people, to push us to do what we really truly have the ability to do in spite of what people say that we can't do.
Exactly. What they do is they help people stay curious. And it was my curiosity that led to the expertise. It was my curiosity that led me to ask the questions. And I would really encourage people out there, if you have an idea that you want to try something, don't be afraid to try. Trying is how we discover amazing things in life. And trying a sport and not liking it or not really taking to it isn't a failure. Put that sport down, pick up another one. Keep looking, keep being curious, because there's so many amazing opportunities in life. And honestly, if somebody tells you that you can't do it, then what they're saying is that if they were you in your situation, they would believe that they couldn't do it. But you get to make up your own mind. I get to make up my own life. You know, I'm missing an arm, but I'm in no way disabled. And that's my own choice. So, yeah, I'd challenge or invite people to sit down and look at some of the things that they believe they can't do and ask themselves why they believe that. Is that because they've tried it and actually have proven to themselves that they can't, or are they listening to somebody else's story?
Well, Sammy, you were a member of the United States Air Force. Tell listeners what happened for you to lose your arm and to have to adapt to this new way of life.
Yeah, so I spent 4 years in the Air Force from 91 to 95, and then got out. And when 9/11 hit, my now ex-husband and I went back into the military world. He joined the Army, and I worked for the Department of the Army for 12 years. And it was in 2010. I was assigned to an Army unit, and we were getting ready to deploy to Afghanistan in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. Mark, I was one of the most miserable people I'd ever met in my life. I'd had suicidal ideation for decades. I had tried to commit suicide when I was a teenager. I covered it all with a smile and had a great career, but inside it was really, really miserable, which is what attracted me to the job that I ended up having in that unit, you know, deploying to go to Afghanistan. I really had the plan of not coming back alive. It was going to be my honorable suicide. That was my quiet plan that nobody knew. And it's amazing how when you secretly desire something, that you put that energy out day after day after day. And one day, early October, I got on my motorcycle to go to work after fighting with my husband all night. And it was just, my life was just miserable. And I ended up having a motorcycle wreck where, you know, it was a single person accident. I hit something in the road and my arm was ground off. And I'm laying there dying in the ditch. And I realized that the thing that I had been secretly wanting most of my life, to just have the pain go away and have just get out of this life, was happening. And as I laid there and was bleeding out, I realized I had my own movie going on in my mind, and I was looking back over my life and realized that all the stories that had tormented me my whole life weren't even my stories. They were other people's stories that I chose to believe. And I was looking at my beliefs and how I ended up in that ditch and realized that my beliefs weren't even my beliefs. And, you know, I believed I was unlovable. I believed I wasn't worthy. I believed that I, you know, wasn't smart, that I wasn't good enough. And, man, that eye-opening experience, because once you're really, 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 like, death is right there, you know, you just start talking real clearly to yourself. That whole experience changed my life. And, you know, I had a soldier stop by and put a tourniquet on my arm and saved my life. I still lost my arm, but what that did for me is it made me realize that, all right, I have this life and I get to choose it for myself. And I looked at all my beliefs that were more limiting, keeping me from having a life that I really truly wanted and the happiness that I now believed that I deserved. And I just started restructuring my life, starting with the people I hung around with, starting with the way I talked to myself, starting with the music and the images and the words that I put into my mind and my environment, and everything changed. But I had to change first. And it was the first time in my life that I believed that I could change. You know, I believed that I was the way I was, and that was the way it was going to be, and I couldn't change. And nothing like death to wake you up to how amazing life is and how much control we actually have on our the outcomes in our life, our reality. It's all in our control. That was my military experience. And you know, I ended up having to leave that unit because I wasn't deployable. But it's okay. I found archery, and life has been amazing since.
Wow, at the things you were able to do beyond that. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk to you, Sammy, some more about those incredible places that you have been to compete and how you have now proved so many that said you couldn't, that you can. And I want this to be an encouraging message to people who are listening right now to be inspired no matter what their situation is. Folks, you are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Smiles, a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mom and Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mom and Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mom and Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mom and Nims, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open, and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19. But they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen. Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Hey, y'all, this is T. Graham Brown, and you're listening to my friend Mark White right here on The Mark White Show. Great guy. If you want to make a difference in your life, trust in God and never doubt, for surely He will see you out. Make a difference in somebody's life if you can only see me now.
Show. We have been talking to Sammy Tucker. She is a retired Air Force veteran, part of Team USA as a Paralympian. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Sammy.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
We were talking about your experiences and even down when you get into the depths of what was going on in your life, and then the turnaround, the change that happened that helped you to see that you did have a purpose in this life. You have had some incredible experiences beyond being in that proverbial ditch and coming out of it. Tell us about the things that you have been able to do beyond that moment when you started looking at life from a new perspective.
Yeah, everything opened up. All these doors opened up. I looked at my body and was like, all right, so I'm down to one hand, but I'm not disabled, so let's see what I can do. And I just took on this curious attitude of, I'm going to try it, and if I can't figure out how to succeed in something that I try. Like, I tried skiing, and that was something that I wasn't strong enough to do one armed, but I kneeboarded. So great. Now I can kneeboard one armed. I've done skydiving. That's something I can't do solo anymore, but I can do it tandem. Rowing a boat. I know how to roll a kayak, a whitewater kayak, and flip it upside down and flip it back over and sail a boat. And, I've modified a bicycle so I can ride a bicycle, and shooting a bow with one hand. It's been absolutely amazing, and I got to go all over the world and talk with people about possibility. And most of the messages that we hear in our society and our media are all geared at telling us what we can't do and what the limitations are. But when you take control of your own thoughts and your own mind, and you decide you're just going to try something and give it your all, be 100% present and have fun with it. And if it doesn't work, don't look at it as failure. Just look at it as experience. And that's how I looked at the whole Paralympic journey. This is going to be an experience, and I'm going to give it my all. And, I really just decided I was going to make the miracle happen. And I went into that 100% believing that I was going to make the team. And I didn't listen to anybody that said it wasn't possible. There were so many people that said, I don't have the experience, I don't have time to get the skill, I don't have the competition experience, it'll just never happen. And, I found a really, really small group of people that were already succeeded, that had already been shooting, already Olympians and Paralympians and world champions, and I spent time shooting only with them. I didn't shoot with anybody else that hadn't already achieved the goal I wanted to achieve. And I think that's key in anything that we do. When you want to learn something, find somebody who has mastered it and shadow them, you know, follow them, mimic them, copy what they're doing, because they obviously have something figured out that just the average person doesn't. And it takes me back to the guy that got me interested in archery. He told me one day, I don't know, it was probably maybe my second or third lesson with him. He said, you know, Sammy, the difference between an average anybody and a champion is one thing. It's how strong they are between their ears. What do they let in their mind, and how do they speak to themselves, and who do they hang around with? And his words had a really heavy impact on me, because he was a three-time Paralympian at the time. He's now a four-time Paralympian, gold medalist. So I was like, oh, this guy really knows what he's doing. This guy's already a three-time champion. So I put a lot of weight on his words, and I really clung to that. And I was like, all right, so that means that I need to not only master the physical skill of the sport, but what about the mental skill? And that took me down an amazing journey of going inward and realizing how beliefs are created, why our reality is structured the way it is based on what we do and don't see, and got me into meditation and yoga and a lot of activities that really connect me with my body, mind, spirit. It's been a fascinating journey all over the world. It doesn't matter where I go. People are all the same. People want to have fun. They want to experience the most out of life. And I tell you what, eyes perk up when people see me shoot, especially able-bodied people. I can't tell you how many times I've been in a competition and some able-bodied person will come down and say, you know, I was really having a hard time and, like, you know, I couldn't, it just, the arrows weren't going where I wanted them to, and I was just frustrated and angry. And then I looked down and I saw you shooting with your teeth, and I thought, well, maybe life isn't so bad. Maybe my arrows aren't flying where I want them to do, but maybe if I just take a breath, calm down, I'll be all right. Just kind of put things into perspective.
They might want to try shooting with their mouth, too.
Hey, you know, I wouldn't recommend it. It's pretty hard on the teeth.
Well, you know, I was thinking about the connections that you have made in this area of athletics, and your first event, from what I understand, on a national level, was the AAE Arizona Cup Para World Ranking Event. Tell us about that first experience on the national level and the connections that you made at that particular event.
It was hilarious. So I knew I was headed to that competition. And again, going back to my coach, he said, visualize yourself in the competition. He said, get pictures, get online, get pictures of the field, you know, get pictures, you know, look at pictures from other years of competition. Imagine yourself in there. And the most important thing he told me to do is, he said, imagine yourself missing the target, everything. He said, because it's going to be your first experience. There's going to be hundreds of the world's best archers there, and you're going to be nervous because that's natural. And so practice failure. And I looked and I was like, that sounds counterintuitive. He's like, no, if you practice, he goes, practice failure, because there is no success without failure. He said, the more you fail, the quicker you're going to succeed. It's how you handle the failure. So he said, I really want you to visualize yourself just even missing the whole target rail. So I did. And what it did was, neurologically, you know, as I'm having this visual and I miss the whole target rail, because what you have to do is you have to do the walk of shame. You know, the buzzer rings and everybody goes down to collect their arrows, and you have to walk past all the target butts out into the desert and find your arrow, which holds up the whole competition, right? The whole competition. And they're not necessarily quiet or nice about it. They're going to razz you. They're going to give you a hard time. So you might as well just go, you know, let's just do this over and over and over until it's old hat, and then you're not freaked out about it. So when it actually happened at the competition and I missed the target bail, it did happen. I had already done it dozens of times in my mind, so I just kind of waved. Everybody said, be right back. All right. You know, it was no big deal. Nobody could, it didn't defeat me. It didn't make me insecure. And it was just like, moved on. And then I never did it again. I never missed the target bail again.
That's
so
awesome.
Practicing failure is phenomenal. And I'm sitting there and I'm missing the target bail, and I look over and there's like Rio Wild, who's one of the world's best archers, sitting here with my little hunter's child's bow, and I'm standing next to one of the world's best archers in the world, and I'm missing the target bail. This is a good day. I had a great time, and I met my future teammates there and met my future coach. So my first competition was a ranking competition, and all of mine. I only had 11 competitions in my whole Paralympic career, which is pretty rare, I think.
And speaking of not missing, you had to get certain scores at the SoCal Showdown. You had the scores that you needed to qualify to go to the Parapan Am Games in Toronto and then go to the World Archery Para Championships in Germany.
Yes. Yeah, so I started really shooting archery in January of 2015, and by June I was on the national team, and by July selected for the world team to go to the Parapan Am Games in Toronto. And then we went on over to the World Championships in, I think it was August, in Germany.
Wow.
So it was an absolute whirlwind. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out how to fix my own bow and you know, put my own D-loop on, and here I am at the World Championships. And it was so surrealistic, but it was exactly how I pictured it. And at those competitions were also ranking competitions for the Paralympic team. So it was a wild ride. And yeah, I just kept making the scores I needed to make, and you know, edged out my other teammates for the one slot for the compound women's compound archery and Paralympics, and it was phenomenal.
Archery is really metaphorical for you because you were missing the mark for many years prior to your injury, and then you found something that you could hit the mark. That's an interesting thing to think about. You were missing the mark for so long, and then you found a way to hit it, and it turned your life around.
I really like that, Mark. I really like that you picked that out of there, because you know, I grew up in a Midwest, very religious environment, and everybody was a sinner. And did you know the origination of the word sin is an archery term, and it actually means to miss the mark? In archery, one of the things that is another counterintuitive is that you have to practice shooting and targeting an area on the target you don't want to hit in order for it to hit the X. So when you have a crosswind, you need to aim way off to the left, maybe even on the six ring, and release to what you're doing is you're shooting off so that the wind will push it into the X. So you're actually practicing missing the mark to hit the mark. And it's fascinating. And in archery, it taught me a lot about what is actually important. You know, and we're always trying to be perfect in everything we do. So sometimes in archery, I would go and I would spend the whole day just hitting certain spots on the five ring or the six ring or the seven ring, because we're so trained to only look at that X and try to hit that X. But sometimes to get where you're going, you have to actually take a curveball approach to it. And it's been really, you know, that's translated into my life a lot. You know, having an idea of something that I want, a goal, but not getting so fixated on one path to get there. You know, you have to take into account that life is very much in flow. And if you get too rigid in your approach to things, then you miss opportunities.
You sound like a beautiful person. I'm glad that you were able to find the path that you needed to be on.
Thank you. Thank you. I would encourage anybody. Archery is such a fun sport, and you can get really inexpensive, like Genesis bows online. They're only about $100. And the beautiful thing about archery is it will take you inside and it will let you know how you're talking to yourself. And that's where you find the answers, Mark. If you're not happy with something in your life, it's all going to start with, what are the words that you're running through your own mind? How are you talking to yourself? And mostly we're not even aware of that. That's like 95% of our subconscious programming we aren't even aware of. And it's really what dictates the opportunities that we see and jump on in our life. So archery will take you inside and show you the beauty within. Right now, we got nothing to do, right? Everybody's at home. Get on Lancaster Archery, order a compound bow and a little foam target and put it up in the backyard. Or heck, when I started shooting, Mark, I had a one-bedroom apartment, and I would stand in my bedroom and I would shoot down the hall, through the living room, and out the glass patio doors into my little backyard, which was really good incentive not to miss, right?
That's great incentive. Talk about the walk. If you're walking into your neighbor's yard, sorry, I'm just practicing.
I know. Sorry. Yeah, I never missed, and it's real good incentive. Really great for kids too. It's And it's so good for kids with ADHD, because archery is a sport that your only competitor is yourself.
Yes.
So when I've done workshops, kids with ADHD absolutely just love it. It takes them within their own mind, and they get to be very, very precise in what they're doing, and it really, really yields itself well. And that would end PTSD. When I do workshops for veterans with PTSD, I cannot tell you the transformation that goes on in these individuals. You know, they come in withdrawn and not even connecting with each other, not looking anybody in the eye. And, you know, you get a bow and arrow in them, and you're having shooting targets and then balloons. And then I pull out the stuffed animals, Mark. When I pull out the stuffed animals and I set them on the targets and I tell these veterans to, you know, the first person that takes out Mickey gets to keep him. Oh, it's game on. Oh, it turns into a single elimination competition, and I have to have prizes and everything. It's amazing.
That's funny.
Yeah, you got these hardened vets, and at the end, you know, I said, all right, first place gets to go pick out their own stuffed animal, whichever one, you know, and they're just like, they do. Yeah, SpongeBob is going down. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Oh, the Sammy Tucker Carnival. Yeah, win a prize.
That's what it is.
And it's not rigged. They have the ability to do it, and they find a way to do it.
That's it, you know, and I've even built sight stands for a blind archer, you know, a blind veteran. And he ended up placing third in the competition. So, you know, and here's the thing, Mark. When he was crying at the end, and he was so amazed, he's like, you know what? My brother-in-law told me I was stupid for coming here.
Oh, me.
That I'd never be able to do this, and I was just stupid. And why was I setting myself up for failure?
Hmm.
And so he just needed a team of people that believe in possibility.
Absolutely.
And we get to be that for each other if we choose.
Well, and he could take Mickey or SpongeBob to his brother-in-law and let him see it.
Yep. Oh, I videotaped it. They sent it to his brother-in-law. Oh, yeah. All sorts of pictures. It was amazing.
That's
it was
awesome.
Amazing. He was, his whole life changed that day.
That's
and
awesome.
That's what sports are about. That's what teamwork's about.
And we certainly don't want to forget that if there are people out there who are military, first responders, they want to find a way to get involved with a sport, get involved in athletics. Operation Rebound is there for them too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You don't even have to have a limb loss. With the Warrior Games, even I think last I knew, a PTSD diagnosis will qualify you as one of the athletes. And, you know, Operation Rebound has saved thousands of lives, and you don't have to commit to trying to become a Paralympian or a world champion. The programs that they have will just get, if you just want to be a weekend athlete or try a new sport, that's all it's about. And Nico's amazing. You know, I tried cycling, and it just doesn't work for me. And I just had to call him and say, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore. Cycling's not for me, you know? So even though I was a Paralympic archer, you know, can't just become a Paralympic cyclist. You follow your heart, whatever excites you. Get out there and try sports, and don't feel like if the first sport you pick, if it doesn't really click with you, let Nico know, try another one. Life is short. Get out there and live it.
Exactly.
For anybody that is looking to support, it's an amazing, it's a huge organization. They run it with very few people. The overhead is really low. Anybody that wants to donate, I would highly encourage. It's an amazing nonprofit. It's out there changing lives. So if anybody's looking for a great organization to donate that actually does face-to-face life-saving interventions with veterans, hands down, Operation Rebound is it.
And they can go to challengedathletes.org and then designate their donation to go to Operation Rebound, and that will allow Operation Rebound to benefit from the contribution.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. That they're a very transparent organization. I've been to their headquarters. It's very low overhead, and I've seen the lives that have been changed and saved because of the work that they do and the funding that they have.
Sammy, I have really enjoyed this conversation with you today, and I appreciate you sharing your story and being so open about it, because I know that there's somebody out there who needed to hear an encouraging message, a message of inspiration, a message that they can bounce back, they can come out of that ditch and make a difference in the lives of others and find their purpose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The world's going to have to create a new normal And I would encourage people to get in the driver's seat and create your own new normal. You decide what you want to do, and Operation Rebound will help you find the team to do it.
Folks, we've been talking to Sammy Tucker. She's involved in compound archery. She is a Team USA Paralympian, and we appreciate her joining us here on the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment today. I do want you, again, to check out challengedathletes.org, find Operation Rebound, and see where you fit in. I hope you've enjoyed this segment, and I hope that you'll continue to listen to The Mark White Show as I continue to bring out these stories to encourage and inspire us all. You have been listening to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Special kind of key.